a frog, coming at you strong with a feather clad on. Smaller than a chicken, lighter than a cow, faster than a worm, hit you with a pow pow.
Yeah. We're on. I think. Few slight technical problems here, but we're probably mostly live.
Yeah, now it seems like we might be.
Hello, listeners. Is this extremely quiet?
I hope not.
Our engineer is going to sort that out.
Sound engineer is gonna sort the problem. That sounds better already. And he's gonna solve the problem as we go for the next hour. That's all. That's the end of the song. So that's all I got.
Whoa! Is this really loud?
Whoa! It's chaos here. It's suddenly very loud. Okay. Yeah. Now that sounds pretty good. Nobody move. There may be some loose connection somewhere. Oh, no. Is that...
some funky connection. I don't know. That sounds okay. No?
Yeah, maybe my headphones are just coming and going.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I can hear Rory.
I'm doing a very casual mic check right now.
It's not cutting out for you guys?
It's not cutting out for me,
no. Okay, it's just my headphones.
Sounds very loud to me.
It sounds...
quite loud. Duper.
Yeah, loud enough. Yeah,
no, you don't have my headphones on.
Canton's flying solo.
Unprotected.
Now, unprotected. Yeah,
yeah. I'm just gonna have to guess.
Just the way he likes it. This way. Yeah. Okay. Don't you? It's because you had the headphones on the wrong way. What a rookie mistake!
There's a wire or something broken in it.
I just want to start by saying it's a beautiful evening here in Dublin's fair city, looking out over the rooftops. Lovely stretch in the evenings.
Indeed.
Which is...
keep stalling.
Something that I don't say as an American. It's actually only a term that I learned recently.
Oh, really?
And I've been here for 4 years. Yeah, it was one of those things I've only copped to it recently. And I really, really like it.
It is a really... It's not... I don't think evocative is technically the right term, but it's just... kind of mildly poetic, understated.
It is, yeah. I mean,
commonplace.
It's almost sort of like the perfect Irish saying. Poetic and yet simple, and it is what it is.
Exactly.
It is what it says on the tin.
It also expresses a certain gratitude.
It does.
You know? Oh, a nice stretch in the evening.
And people
like,
always say it with a lovely warmth in their voice.
They do.
You know, no one says it like, for the stretch of the evening.
Definitely not.
You know, this is a nice thing. And I think we don't really say it in America because...
you don't have a stretch in the evening.
You don't.
Exactly. Not the same kind of stretch. This kind of stretch.
When I first moved to California, to Los Angeles, no less, the Golden State. Moved there in August of a few years ago. Well, more than a few years ago.
85 years ago.
You think of California as the Golden State, constant sunshine. But it was getting darker way earlier. Well, about 8 o'clock.
Do you want me to sing the California song?
Yep.
California, here I come, right back where I started from. With flowers and flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, bird is singing, everything is sun-kissed. I don't want to be late. Open up that golden gate. Anyway, it goes on like that for a little while, but I just had to get to the golden gate.
Where does this California song come from? When would you sing this?
This was
who created this song?
It's a song from the 30s or something like that. It's from some movie about California. And my dad taught it to us because when we were living in LA and we were flying back from spending our summers in Connecticut, we would all get on the plane and sing that song. And it ends with a big California, here I come.
There's those things that are passed down from generations that you've no idea what the fuck your dad is going on about.
Yeah.
All aboard the Skylark is what my dad would shout at us a lot when getting in the car.
At least you're getting in the car. You weren't just like getting into
jumping
bed.
Jumping on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the difference right there between America and Ireland. Annie's summers were like going on the plane. Mark's was getting in the car.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You know?
Why would you need to get on a plane?
Well, to go to Spain,
Ireland
but we weren't
here.
Going. Well,
Ireland
exactly.
is right here, where there's no need to go anywhere else.
Yes, you have Bray,
Bray? The summer town of Bray?
You have Wexford?
Oh, shit. My brother has just walked into the room.
Oh, my God. Another show,
he's
Canton.
He's slammed the door. He's brought his Carlsberg. He's ready.
The room is about to explode.
Why? Wow, I've never witnessed
this. Too many
this.
Cantons I've in never, one room.
I've never met any of your family, Mark.
This is Ben.
And that's exactly the that's, way that Mark wanted it. Hi, I'm Annie. Hi. Nice to meet you. This is my third Canton.
Yes, of course.
Ben is my third Canton.
Is Ben our guest on the show? Or is this pure coincidence?
It's kind of coincidence, but, you know, he can jump on the mic if he feels like there's something.
It's going to cost you a fiver, Ben.
I was just talking about our father, Ben, and how he would shout all aboard the Skylark when we should get in the car. Do you remember that?
Yeah. We were just, he was
You need to talk into a microphone.
Yeah, get into my microphone, Ben, it's okay.
Sunday we were talking about, well, you know the way he randomly brings up his points out of nowhere.
Dad continues conversations in his own mind. So we'll be talking
this one was of his own volition.
Oh.
He just suddenly brought up, you know, people say we're in the technological age, but many people can't use a hammer.
Yep.
It went on for about 15 minutes.
Well,
we
got
pointed
you there.
Out, you know, like specialization and technology is a lot more diverse. And even challenged him to try and fix an iPhone with a hammer, and he was having none of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's right. You know, all human life is now worthless because people can't use hammers. If you're not... He's quite right to go on a killing rampage.
With respect to your dad, that actually seems like a bad tool to use as his argument. Because you can... I'm not a carpenter. I have no carpentry skills, but I could use a hammer. I think, like, he wasn't illustrating his point very well.
Is a hammer your favorite tool? Though?
What's that?
You know, how well do you use a hammer?
I'm sure
Jerry Cantlin would still be able to give you some pointers.
How
do you hold the nail, Rory? How do you hold the nail?
I'd make it work, is my point. My point is he could have picked a better tool to illustrate his point.
Yeah.
I don't know what that tool
know
would
what
be.
His point is.
Yeah. So I think that's the issue, is that we're not exactly sure where Jerry... And I think, actually, it's not really fair because Jerry Cantlin's not here to defend himself. He's got two sons in the room who are obviously going to keep picking apart his... best intentions.
Yeah.
But go on. I think you weren't finished with the Skylark story.
That's pretty much it. Oh, it's from some cartoon or some kids show that it was on when he was younger. All aboard the Skylark. Maybe Captain Pugwash? No.
What is that? I've never even heard of that.
Captain Pugwash. What the heck is Captain Pugwash?
What?
It was Pugwall.
Pugwall?
No, Captain Pugwash.
Oh, there's going to be a fight.
Pugwall? Who's
fight,
Pugwall?
Fight.
On that Australian TV show. He played in a band called the Orange Organics. Had a sister called Marmaloid.
Heartbreak High.
Marmaloid.
Oh, not quite.
The Orange Organics. I like that.
Yeah, Captain Pugwash. I don't know. I don't think he was on this. He was maybe on the Salty Dog or something.
Okay.
Anyway. What's been going on, guys?
What's been going on?
Well... I saw a film on Saturday that I loved. No, some
did
people.
Did you see?
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. I want to preface it. Some people consider me to be the Ebenezer Scrooge of film criticism.
Meaning?
That just means I have high standards.
Oh.
Like I won't watch a film and think I won't say it was brilliant. It was just okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And if I'm going to the cinema, I don't expect it anymore because I know that you'll be disappointed. But I demand excellence.
Okay.
Or to be. Good.
I would say that's quite possible, but. Possibly you've been beaten by two other people within Goose as more
stringent,
unimpressed.
Really?
And it's not me.
Me and Moira.
By the way. I'm always impressed.
Annie's always impressed by moving
pictures.
Yeah,
she has no standards.
Yeah.
No standards. Connor and I just recently watched the Nick Cage trilogy. The 90s Nick
Which
Cage trilogy.
Which would be,
trilogy.
Rory?
I'm at a loss for words for this one.
Oh,
what?
Nicolas Cage films. What would you say?
I thought you were saying
late 90s.
I thought you were saying Nicolas Cave.
No, not Cage.
Cage.
Oh, from the late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s. His trilogy.
It's not an actual trilogy.
It's
but
just,
could you name the three classic Nicolas Cage films that Connor and Annie
and they sort of
Con Air has
yeah,
to be one.
Yeah, yeah.
Con
they
Air
sort of all came out at one after the other.
Sure. Oh, the was he in The Rock? Or
yeah.
The Rock,
yeah.
Two out of three?
Yeah.
I got both of those.
I got in The Rock.
Yeah, without ever having seen The Rock.
Yeah,
which as a sidebar is an incredibly good movie. Still holds up. Everybody go watch it.
Rory, so were you about to say Kez? Because that's wrong.
No,
that's way off. Not Kez.
He's
not
Kez.
In Kez. No. That's all people in Northern England.
The jazz singer. Can you say that? Is that racist?
The
I'm not
jazz
sure.
Singer?
I was just thinking of old movies that would fit in with joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not that the motorbike one that I feel like that was in the 2000s.
Motorbike one.
You know, he was on a motorbike. It was the poster
Ghost,
was...
Ghost Rider. Ghost that's Rider. What I said.
Oh, yeah. Gone in 60 Seconds.
No, no? He's in
good,
that
good
no.
Good answer, though.
But that's, yeah. I did, okay. Yeah,
fill me in on the third one.
Face Off.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was a John Woo film, which would be considered a step above the... Was Michael Bay was the
I have
rock?
To say
no, step below
I would say like shit. Oh my god Face Off and Face Off is yeah, not yeah, I remember John not Woo, minding it at the time
yeah
it's all gunfights it's all like over the top but which
and
is
endless
what
doves flying it oh, is just
doves in a church when someone's like get these pigeons out of the church is all I kept thinking but the first time I saw it didn't
and
mind.
Actually the most disappointing thing about that film for me was I saw John Travolta on David Letterman saying that he during the film because they swap faces and played each other's yeah. character did a Nicolas Cage impression and then he does did a Nicolas Cage impression
wasn't
on
that good?
The show no on
wasn't
Letterman
yeah.
and then when I watched the film there was no Nicolas Cage no. impression
Nicolas Cage
but they're not supposed to have each other's voices which is tough so you have to do an impression of him without doing his voice
yeah
because their voices change into each other's.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to do
yeah.
John Travolta doing Nicolas Cage.
Shouldn't they have had the other person's voice? I know you can't do that because...
No, they figured... I mean, like, it's all
device.
Scientifically
yeah,
explained.
Some
yeah,
plot
they
device.
Changed
don't
their
worry.
Voice box. But
yeah.
still, the speech rhythms should be the same. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I will say, I worked on a TV show last year where we were releasing a dove. It was in like, a warehouse, and the dove was supposed to fly out, and it just wouldn't fly out. It would just you the guy would throw it, not throw it, but like
release it. And it would just fall to the ground.
But it wouldn't fall to the ground, it would just kinda like it would just kinda flap its wings and stay in the rafters.
Alright,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Disappointing.
Disappointing doves. No.
Did you fire the dove?
Literally. I didn't.
Anyway, Rory, what the hell film did you see?
Boyhood.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard it's great.
And you liked
it's really good. Wonderful film. It's very simple. Very simple. It's a very, very good dog.
Did you cry?
Yeah, no, I don't cry. I'm not a girl. It's a boyhood, Annie.
Okay.
Jesus.
Myself and Annie, went to some entertainment on Saturday.
We did. We held hands.
That's basically just entertainment enough for us.
Yeah, right. It's pretty awesome.
It's like, I'll ring her up. Hey,
Connor
what
McCarthy
are you up to?
Is in for a fun time on his wedding night.
Well, Connor likes to watch.
All right, well.
Hey,
that's Connor's entertainment.
We can come over, hold hands, and Connor will watch us. We went to the Ivy Gardens and we saw some
comedy.
Sketch comedy. It was very good, but that's not particularly why I was bringing it up. Why I was bringing it up is because at the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival, which is in like a park, there's all these outside...
The gardens, if you will.
The gardens.
The gardens. There's these outside entertainers. Do you know, when you go in, you kind of arrive late, but when you go in, there's these pretend paparazzi who are trying to quiz you about... what's going on. There was these strong men and these jugglers who want to get you in their juggling act. They're constantly hassling you, like, in the park. And I'm wondering, does anybody enjoy this? Like, there was a guy on stilts who had a real person with strings attached to her, so it looked like she was his marionette. And she came over and started dancing with me. And
well, she knew you were Mark Canton, so...
She knew I was Mark Canton. So we were dancing for a while, and then I was like, well, how long is this going to go on now?
But and she had strings attached to her with the kind of sills, so... Yeah.
So I couldn't spin her.
No.
For one thing. And we were dancing, and then I was like, well, I guess you're just happy that somebody's vaguely interested in you interacting with them.
I think they probably...
I'm done with this now.
...get luckier when they have a lot of drunk people to deal with. Like, that's when...
But drunk people wouldn't need the entertainment.
It's just
they're just drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't... Like, when somebody approaches you like that in character, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's not nice.
Oh, no, get the fuck...
Yeah.
Although
I
did it myself a few years ago.
Hypocrite.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
In the street performance. Yeah.
What
I've done it twice.
Fucking hypocrite.
In the street performance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, just... No.
Wow. In the Street Performance World Championship, the second year, they had this... silly walking thing that you had to silly walk in this area. So I said, oh, we'll go down in lab coats and make sure that people do that. And so we were doing silly walks.
Who's the we?
Myself and Mary McCarthy doing silly walks and telling everybody silly walk. And we go up to people and just quietly, sorry, you have to silly walk in this area. And we'd be doing a silly walk at the time, which was vaguely amusing.
To you.
To us
to
and
you.
Most people. Some people are like, yeah, fuck up, whatever. But like, it's a park and... Yeah, I don't know. It's a festival atmosphere. But it was exhausting.
So I see no difference between what this marionette person was doing and what you did, Mark.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm criticizing myself.
The only difference I see is your perception of how your performance went down.
Yeah. Pretty much. And then the second time I did it, the next year's festival, I had this idea for personal busker, which I still think is in a way a genius idea, that if you started like with your guitar just singing to some one person at the top of Grafton Street and you won't leave them alone until they pay you money.
I think I saw that on the internet.
Fuck you, whatever.
Sorry.
Well, we did it in this park in Cork, and we lasted one song before we're like, this is really embarrassing, let's stop doing it, yeah.
Who did you do it with?
Thomas Forshaw.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's the end of that story.
That's a good story. So
speaking of festivals,
it's
the summertime.
Yeah, I thought we opened with a good summertime situation as well. So that's the theme for today, listeners. Summertime with a stretch in the evening.
Oh, the stretch in the evening.
Yeah. No, it's all connecting. I've been on this. I've been playing the long game big time.
For about 17 minutes.
You got it.
So it circles within circles.
We're going to talk about summer.
M. Night Shyamalaning this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm incepting it.
Yeah.
Different director, but...
Yeah, but I think more.
No, I get it, but it was just, you know.
And it's actually more accurate. Anyway,
yes.
Let's.
Annie, start talking.
About summer?
Yeah.
So I know that Rory lived in LA for about as long as I did, but I grew up in Los Angeles, and I feel that my perception of summer as a child was very different because LA is kind of always summery. That we were always swimming in our swimming pool, it was always warm out. We didn't have to wear tights year round. We didn't have to wear heavy coats almost ever. So
I basically only wore tights in like December and January.
Yeah, and you love tights, so it's odd that you chose. Yeah.
Not to. It was so LA. Hot, it was so warm.
Whereas I,
all
year round.
Yeah. And, you know, never knew about long underwear, really. Never knew what a hot water bottle was until I moved to.
You missed out so much.
Know what a hot water bottle
is. No, I had no idea.
Jesus.
I didn't know they really existed. So. Summer for me was actually then not being in LA. Like summer was being away from LA for me always, and was always in Connecticut, where it was still hot and sunny. So, but my favorite thing about summer, I think, aside from it being warm and sunny, is swimming, thunderstorms. That's my favorite thing about summer, which you don't really get here.
We don't
very much. But last week there was an amazing thunderstorm. Was it the morning of Friday, the morning of Donal and Brina's wedding? There were some incredible. Thunderstorms.
Thunder, was there?
Mm-hmm. And lightning.
I must have been asleep.
Everything. And you slept through it. The one thunderstorm.
Now, either, Annie, either the thunder wasn't as great as you're saying, or Mark Canton is the Rip Van Winkle of Dublin.
He's not really a
Rip
Van
Winkle.
In that,
like, he sleeps so much and so deeply.
But I guess I have earplugs. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you have earplugs. Do you have earplugs or do you not have earplugs?
Probably. I had them in last Friday. We have builders working below us, so it feels like in the morning, like they're hammering directly below, like they're just hammering the ceiling
in the one spot directly below you. Over and over.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry for your troubles.
Bang, bang, bang.
Not great. What time do they start?
8:30.
I've told the story. That is completely acceptable. I thought you were going to say like 7.
Yeah, but still, I mean, sure, it's acceptable, but it's still not pleasant.
Nice. In New York City, they start at 6:30 in the morning. Like, when I was living in Harlem, they were renovating an apartment behind me, and legally, 6:30 in the morning is when they're allowed to start.
In Madrid, they...
Why?
In Madrid, they wash the streets.
Because Americans get up to work and do shit.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
My anecdote wasn't that interesting.
Yeah.
At night to wash the streets.
Yeah, but like they hose down the streets in the middle of the night.
That's a waste of water. Or is it?
Controversial statement. If any of our Spanish listeners would like to.
I think it might be.
Like
if anyone from Madrid wants to call in. Sorry, that was a knee-jerk reaction.
It was.
But I still by it.
Madrid needs to conserve its water. Come on.
It needs to clean its shitty streets too, though. So what
can
you do?
So
you
what
know?
Can you do?
Can't New York could do with hosing down its streets in the summertime.
Oh, they
that
are
smells
stinky.
Bad.
Yeah, really, really stinky. It's not actually the subway stinky. The streets aren't stinky.
No. When I was there last summer, I was delighted to get to the subway because it was getting out of the stink of the streets. You're hit by it every 5 meters. Like, fuck, what the fuck has somebody done here?
Yeah, but it's worse than the subway because it smells like piss and rat shit.
Well, I happen to like the smell of piss and rat shit. Okay. Hey, I had a robin in my room, in my kitchen, about an hour ago.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I just turned around and there was a robin just
with the door
standing
was open.
There. The door was open and it just trotted out slowly. I was
that
like, oh,
definitely that means something. I don't know what it means, but it's an omen of some
my
kind.
My flatmate has turned into a robin?
Perhaps. Wouldn't
my
that
flatmate
be something?
Famously had a magpie in her room for
yeah,
6 weeks.
Yeah.
So as the robin was trotting out, I was like, is this Natalia's pet and am I letting it away? Maybe she wants to keep it here.
I had a squirrel try to run into my kitchen, but there's a glass sliding door, so it just kept jumping into the door, the window.
God.
Oh, really? It was a terrible
thing
to get
into. Did this
your
happen
kitchen.
Today?
No, like 3 or 4 months ago.
I was going to say, you guys are being attacked by nature. That's definitely something odd is going on there.
Well,
the north
was
side
a friendly
is overrun.
Unless it came in to just fart in my room.
Maybe it needed to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
That was probably
exactly.
It.
It's like, sorry, just don't mind me.
Canton, you said, though, that you would like to make some new rules for summertime.
Yeah. I said, hey, let's come up with some new rules for summertime. And then I worked so much on the game that I only came up with one rule for
and it's
summertime.
Just, and it's just because you don't like dudes.
No, that wasn't my rule. Oh. It's actually, this is slightly stolen from Adam and Joe. They said, let's come up with new rules for summertime. One of them was...
Slightly stolen. It sounds like it's very stolen. It sounds like we just ripped it off.
Well, I thought we could come up with new rules.
Okay, new rules.
Okay, all right, right.
One of theirs was... men can keep their tops on, please. Thank you very much. Particularly the sweatier, fatter...
Pastier,
hairier men.
Yeah.
Nobody really enjoys seeing that.
But also, do you... like? Of course you don't. Sorry, Annie, I know you're about to jump in there. But do you also not want to see the totally buff guys either? Because they're like, they're buffer than you.
Yeah, might turn
like,
me on.
A Darwinistic sense that like they're you know, you don't keep your shirts on because women will go for your...
Yeah.
For you.
Don't you
yeah.
think, though, that this is all feeding into our body-conscious society and everyone should just walk around topless if they feel like it?
You would be yeah. more conscious of bodies.
While
that
I,
way.
While
like, look at the boobs on our one.
Yeah, but I think,
example,
you know, like, everyone...
Me.
Everyone,
that's
the
sexist.
Only tops that you see in the media or in television or the movies are beautiful, usually tend to be beautiful, beautiful tops of men. So yeah. it'd be nice to see some, because I tell you,
some
ladies,
tops of beautiful
they're
women.
Not all like that. I see.
Naked
all
men
like
aren't.
That.
Well, I mean, obviously you're not speaking for myself or Rory.
Yeah, President.
No,
I've obviously
seen both. You're sitting here topless, and you are both ripped.
Yeah.
And tan.
I was watching a film last night, actually, with Gubnet O'Lunacy in it. Ryan Gosling in it. Oh. And he got naked at one point. And, you
fully
know,
naked?
He's got all those muscles on. No, just topless. Okay. He's got all those muscles. He showed off his chest.
Did you say he's got all those muscles on?
He's got all those muscles on.
Put on those muscles.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're prosthetics, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not physically possible for a human to
no.
do that.
No,
I don't think so.
It's not like he went to the gym, you know, 6 days a week.
But then he had... No. How would you do that? How
weird.
Would you even do that? It doesn't make any sense. My brother actually is a big fanatic for diets and working out. So maybe we should get him on the microphone tell us how it would happen.
What do you mean how it would happen?
Ben slowly, gradually picks up his beer. But if you want to, Ben, you can jump in. But Gosling then was wearing a suit later.
Gosling gets paid to look like that, don't forget.
Yeah, well, he, you know, he's looking good and all. But he looked a lot weedier with his clothes on. And it just highlighted how big his head is compared to the rest of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a big head.
So you're saying you would not do Ryan Gosling?
I just... If he had his shirt off?
Yes.
Yes.
If he had his shirt on... No.
No way.
Okay.
No, in the shoot, I don't know. It just made him look a lot weedier with his clothes
Interesting.
On.
Interesting.
So I'm just saying, ladies, I may look weedy, but once you get this shit
once
off,
the shit pops
it
off.
It is pure Gosling.
Mm.
Yeah.
I,
the literal Gosling, not, to, would... not the actor Ryan Gosling. I look like an actual Gosling.
I think, though, that people tend to look better in clothes a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in
apart
general.
From the ones who don't, and then they look really better without the clothes.
Like, such as?
Well, I just... people with good bodies.
Right. But I think even some people with good bodies can look better with clothes on. Yeah, but
they're going to look good with clothes on.
And I'm not saying that because I'm a big fan of nudity. Like, so I'm,
unless the person's wearing completely the wrong clothes.
Yeah, and then it's bad. A little bad. They're
mistreating.
But we're not talking about clothes. But I think we should get back to the rules of summer. So rules of summer. Shirts on.
Hey, here's one. Non-smoking outdoor sections. Like, I hate the way, you know, if you want to sit outdoors, agreed, you're going to have to inhale the smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would pretty much be up for just non-smoking. Let's talk about that.
But we've come
up. You can smoke in a cupboard in your basement. That's it.
In some godforsaken country. Like, that's where you go to smoke.
Yeah, you need to go.
Everyone needs
holiday
to move to a particular country that's the smoking country.
like Carlo.
Carlo. Carlo. I agree that there should be, but I don't mind it that much. But like tonight, actually, there was a smoking section that was just the only outdoor section, which would have been nice to stand in if they had not been smoking. So I agree with you. I'll second that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
So there we have it. Our one rule.
There we go. We have sorted that out.
I think there should be free ice creams every Wednesdays in the summer.
Yep. What kind of ice cream?
A 99. Just classic 99.
Just a 99.
Yeah, you can have one of the two sauces, but just classic 99 for free every Wednesday for between the hours of noon and 8 p.m.
I would agree with that if whatever your 99 budget is for the summer, let's say you're going to spend 26 euros and 99s for yourself.
Okay. Over the 4 months.
You've done up your budget. You say, this is the amount of 99s I can afford this summer.
Yeah. Now, there was a 50 cents difference between getting just the ice cream. That's 50 cents extra for that little one bit of flake.
What?
I would go without the flake.
Are you serious?
Carry the 50 cents over and have like another cumulatively more 99s over the course of the summer.
I would too. But someone taught
flake
me a
is pretty good though.
Someone taught me a new, so again, 99s, another thing I didn't grow up with and only met here, but I just learned a new 99 trick, which I didn't know until last weekend, where someone taught me that you take your finger and you stick that flake all the way down into the bottom of the cone in a sexy way. And then you lick around so that the flake stops up the thing, and then you can eat that in the cone, which is the least good part anyway. And then you're not just eating air.
Oh, I like the cone. Yeah. I like the cone.
I bet you do.
Yeah, you fucking cone
It's
liker.
Just the tone of voice that you say something.
You and your cone liker.
But I just think there's something about fingering your 99 before you eat it that still seems a little bit like, oh.
Yeah.
Or tonguing it down.
Tongue down. Tongue down the brown bit.
Out of the gutter, Gil. Come on. But I think, free 99s is my summer rule.
Who's going to pay for it, Annie? Have you thought that out? The taxpayer.
Yeah, but that's something I would pay taxes for. If you were paying taxes and you knew that like 26 euros of your taxes every year were going to giving you a free 99 every Wednesday, not only would we be happier, we'd also be fat.
I mean, could you get tokens? Because like,
if
everyone's getting a 99 on Wednesday, what are the queues going to be like?
Yeah.
I actually think
you have not thought this through.
The post office, you collect your dole, you get your ice cream.
It's shoved underneath that little thing, the hatch.
You might lose some tips. I think it'd be the opposite. I think that if everyone knew you could get a free 99, like the first two Wednesdays of the summer would be mad. But then I think it would drop off.
I think it would be one free 99 per week.
Anytime you want.
You want, because that would avoid the whole...
You get a little stamp on a card that says you've had... Or they like do an eye retina test to know if you've had your 99.
It could stain your thumb purple like they do with elections.
Could you give your free 99 to someone else for the week?
Or it's like,
that is fraud.
Like,
that's fraud right there.
If you were in love with a girl or something, could you be like, oh, I'm going to give you my 99 for the week if your lactose intolerant?
Yeah. I think it should be like Ash Wednesday, and they just draw a little cross with ice cream on your forehead.
And that's all you know.
You're not allowed to wash
you're
it
done.
Off.
You're done.
Yeah,
I guess some people would abuse the free 99 situation. But look, okay, that's just my rule, and I'm not going to think about it anymore.
No, I like it. Good. That's the second rule.
Before we move on, what would the job bridge scheme be?
The job bridge?
Job bridge, you know, that's like a...
For the 99?
Yeah, for 99s, what would be the equivalent? Like, if the 99 is the dole, what's the job bridge for 99s. I don't know. I haven't thought this out.
See, no, I think we're overthinking it. I think let's just live in our happy land of free 99s. You can have red sauce, green sauce, no sauce, flake, no flake, whatever.
Frisbee.
Frisbee.
Frisbee's the answer.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Rory, what's your summer rule?
I honestly don't know.
Fucking come up with something. Right. Jesus, we're fucking...
Jesus.
Got another half an hour to kill
here.
I also think
half days of work on...
Every day.
My maybe summer rule...
No. Just on a day that's not Friday, because people take Fridays anyway in the summers usually. Like, we'll take half a day on Friday. I think, like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Everyone gets out of work at... Oh, maybe it depends on different jobs. Like, all the lawyers are out of work early on a Monday. All the doctors are out of work early on a Tuesday. So that everybody's not out of work at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you put more thought into this one, Annie.
Well, I am just on the spot. My brain is all of a sudden firing. Yeah. I am back in the game.
Yeah. So we're doing less work.
Yeah.
We're fattening up on 99s.
Yeah, because you need to get through the winters somehow.
Yeah.
And... have to take a foreign holiday, but not those bloody Spanish resorts.
Ooh.
Actually, going back to ice creams. Okay. Sorry. We'll get to your foreign resort.
Struggled for something and...
That's a good one. Okay. That is a good
we'll
one.
We'll come back. We'll
you should be enforced holiday, because it's too easy to let summer slip past you.
Yeah, you should have to. I agree with that. But what if you want to take your summer holiday in like September? So you sort of don't have to get in with the crowds.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
It also depends on what you call summer.
I go back to ice cream for a second?
Yeah, I was going to make a point about ice cream.
Okay.
I think ice creams should have tax breaks in the wintertime. Because I feel like I buy ice creams in the winter, and I feel like I shouldn't be charged the same amount as people who are just getting them in the summer. I mean, everyone wants one in summer, but who wants a fucking ice cream in winter?
Do you know what, though? I find it amazing. Free. That Murphy's ice cream on...
is so expensive.
Because it's the best ice cream in the whole world, and I will not hear. I will not hear
sorry,
otherwise.
It's fine.
But there are lines out the door on rainy days. Not on sunny days, on rainy days. I have photographic evidence of this as well. We can have a Murphy's ice cream off in a second, but what I'm opening here, speaking of ice cream, is my favorite ice cream flavor in the world is mint chocolate chip. If it's green, I don't like white mint chocolate chip.
Oh.
And white mint chocolate chip is like, I'm trying to think of a good analogy. Anyway, so I found in the shop on my way down here, Extra Dessert Delights Sugar-Free Gum. Mint chocolate chip flavor. So this is something that's really going to creep Mark Canton out.
I don't think he's going to creep him out.
Like
just really annoy him.
I would like
him.
You to eat one on the air for the people.
I can't eat one.
Okay, Rory's going to eat one. Did you hear that, people? Canton won't even eat a piece of gum for you.
Yeah.
And discuss its taste to ice cream
so
or not
disgusting.
Ice cream. Why?
I think it's... Like, whenever I see people chewing gum, they look like idiots. It looks like you've nothing for your brain to do except chew. Like this, my brain is doing nothing. I'll just fill up the time with chewing.
That's pretty good.
It's like a mint chalk ice.
It is kind of like a mint. It does taste like mint chocolate chip.
No, mint chalk ice. You're probably not familiar with that, Annie, as an American.
Oh, come on. Just give me something. No.
Are you familiar with
I know what a chalk ice is.
Okay. I thought maybe it was like an Irish ice cream.
A mint feast?
No, like a chalk ice.
I've never seen a mint chalk ice.
Well, this tastes like some mint flavored ice lol from my youth. Okay. Was it a mint chalk ice? I don't know.
But it's supposed to be.
Feast?
Yeah. Oh.
Was there a mint feast? Mint
correction
feast,
yeah. From mint feast. Mr.
I stand
B.
corrected.
Canton.
Oh, you didn't believe when I said it.
Okay,
but Ben Canton says, if there's a mint feast, then he will believe it.
Well, it was a second voice,
Yeah.
A second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm satisfied. Thank you, Extra. I am satisfied with my Extra Dessert Delights mint chocolate chip.
Cool. Well, let's take a musical interlude for one second now.
Musical interlude.
I have just released an album. Oh, thank you very much. It's at markcantan.bandcamp.com, and you can go on and you can listen to that album.
.bandcamp.com. Yep.
MarkCantan. Take a listen. If you like it, take a download. There's actually some free downloads there for the first few people who get there. And if you want to pay for it, you can even do that. This is one of the songs. It's called The Corner of the End of the Night.
Nice.
Standing on the corner of the end of the night. Try trying to decide if the moment is right, but you don't.
You don't.
So I won't.
So I won't.
And you did.
You did.
So I hid.
So I hid.
And I just can't be calm. Making the talking talk tell tall. Whether or not the writing's on the wall, is it yes?
Is it yes?
I can't care.
Is it no?
If that flicker is the hint of a sign, should I try?
Should I try?
I'm too shy.
Too shy.
Should I not?
Should I not?
You're too hot.
You're too hot.
And I just can't be
Okay, here we go. We're going to play a film quiz. Now, this is mostly a ripoff of the Leonard Maltin game from Doug Loves Movies. Check out that podcast.
That's
if you can.
That's a fun podcast.
But this is called the I Am... Unlike this podcast, that is a fun podcast.
If there was another podcast I would want to be on right now, it is that one.
This is called the IMDb game. With Leonard Maltin, they read out the actors. I'm going to read out the characters. So it's completely different and he can't sue us for copyright infringement or something. So,
well, also we're not making money from this, so he couldn't anyway.
Possibly. So I am going to read out
unless you have been selling it and not paying us.
Yeah, because if you've been selling
Mark?
This and not paying us, and that's why you're worried about copyright
euro.
Infringement, I'm going to be raging.
I want that euro.
Shit. So I'm going to read out a year. How many out of 10 it got on IMDb, and then I'll read a quote from some review that I found on Rotten Tomatoes. Then you will have to bid how many of the character names you can get that film in, reading from the bottom of the list. And you keep bidding until somebody challenges somebody else to name it. If you challenge somebody and they can't name it, then you get a point. If they do name it, then they get a point. And that is pretty much it.
You have to name the characters?
You have to name... Well, if you know what the film is, you can actually go into negative names. But I'll name the characters.
Yeah.
So if you bid 10, I'll name 10 characters, and then you have to guess what the film
is.
Reading from the bottom of the list, so the lowest billed ones. And also, if you go into negative names for super bidding, you can do 0 or you can do -1, which means you have to name the top billed character.
Okay.
Ben Canton is also in for this. So let's turn to Annie first.
Ben Canton has game face on. Okay, I'm
so
ready.
So you'll get the first bid.
Ben Canton's looking very serious.
He is.
He's
going to be a tough competitor, all right.
The first year is 1975.
Oh, my God.
It got 8.1.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your quotes from reviews are, the editing rhythms are very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Fast-paced, straight-line thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, there's 15 character names. Most of these have 15 character names because that's what comes up automatically on IMDb if you don't go search the whole cast. So, I've started with 15.
I'm going to say I could get it in 10.
Okay, that's 10. Rory, what do you bid? You can go 9 or lower. Or you can tell Annie to name it.
1.
1.
What?
Okay.
Because I figure I won't actually know any of the characters, but I'll have an idea of movies from that year.
Okay.
So I'm making
Okay.
Or from that general era.
There would have been some clues there. Well, anyway. Ben, do you want to tell Rory to name it, or do you want to bid 0 names or even less?
I'm just trying to think of a film because Enter the Dragon was 1973, so
the 70s
are dead to me. He's trying to psych you out. He's trying to psych you out.
We're dealing with
I'll tell you that these are all pretty famous films. I haven't been too...
yeah, I would figure they wouldn't be totally obscure.
Yeah, so it's you reckon it's not Enter the Dragon?
Yeah. I thought the editing on that was okay, not super choppy.
Oh, I thought that was a quote from the film.
No. Sorry, that's a quote from a review.
That's a review.
Quote from a review.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay, zero.
Zero Ooh. Names. Oh. Okay, Annie.
Yeah, you have to name that film.
Okay, name the film, Ben, name with no film. Names. Name the film.
Fuck. Okay, it's not Jaws, because I just read an article that said that was 30 years old. I think. Unless it is Jaws, is it?
What is your answer?
There are a lot of films that it's not going to be.
I don't know anything about the 70s.
Can you give your answer and then we can guess what we thought before you tell us whether he was right or not?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, but he would... If he's wrong, then Mark should tell us. I still get my one.
Ben, what is your answer?
The Shining.
Okay, do you guys want to guess?
Good.
But can I get my one character? It won't matter.
No, I'll tell you that it's not...
Do you think it's The Shining too?
No, good. I think that was 1981, actually.
I'll tell you it's not The Shining.
Bullet.
It's not Bullet.
Okay, that was my guess.
Chinatown.
It's not Chinatown. I will start naming characters.
Steve McQueen.
This isn't for any points.
Something with Steve McQueen in it.
Annie got the point there.
The one in New York about the car.
Annie got the point there.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, because she challenged him. So, I'll start naming characters and see how fast you get this. Ben Gardner. Alex Kintner. Mrs. Kintner.
Oh, it's The Graduate.
No. Sean Brody. Michael Brody. Estuary Victim. Cassidy. Chrissy.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Hendrix. Meadows. Vaughn.
The Sting.
Ellen Brody.
Serpico.
Thought you would have got it by now. Hooper. Quint. Brody.
Something with Gene Hackman in it.
No, for God's sake, Ben, can you get it now?
MASH.
No, it's Jaws.
Oh.
Fuck! I said Jaws, didn't
you I? You did say Jaws.
Well, no,
and you said just read an article about it, Ben.
What he said was, it's not
Wait,
Jaws.
Wait, isn't it 2005?
What?
1975
was
the year. Yeah.
Mm. Yep, it was Jaws.
No, he said it's
How come they didn't list Jaws as a character? I definitely would have gotten it then.
Because none of the actors played him. Okay, this next film, we'll start with Rory
I'm winning.
Annie's winning.
But I didn't realize I could have challenged him too. It's just
no, it goes around in a circle.
Oh, okay, I'll go. So there's a joke. Okay, got it.
There's an order. Okay, so
don't worry.
This is to Rory first, and then I'll go to Ben, and then to Annie. Okay, so this is 2009. It got 7.8.
Oh. Okay.
Some of the quotes from the reviews are "time hopping setup," and "you might be embarrassed by laughing." How many out of 15 characters do you want, 2007. Rory?
2009, right?
2009.
Oh, nine.
Time hopping madness.
Time hopping setup.
Mm.
Zero.
Okay.
That's right, I said it, zero.
Ben, do you want to challenge him or do you want to go -1, which means you'd have to name the top character?
Oh. Yeah, go for it. Challenge him.
Okay, name that movie.
Looper.
No!
I don't know.
Rory, is it the one in the... can I guess?
Might be embarrassed. Yes.
Is it the one with John Cusack in the hot tub?
Oh. No, that's a good...
Shoot.
Hot tub
time. Is it 500 Days of Summer?
No, good guess.
Good
but,
guess.
But maybe time hopping setup was a little bit of a red herring.
Oh, Canton?
Sorry. Okay, I'll start naming characters and see what you get. Eddie, Officer Garden, Officer Franklin, Leonard.
Oh, wait, is it... no, it's not Superbad.
Black Doug. Mike Tyson.
Pineapple Express. Oh, it's the Hangover.
The Hangover. Let's see if we can...
Time hopping.
Yep. It's all going backwards and forwards.
Okay.
This one is from 1957.
Well, you'll know that one, Ben.
It's 8.9 out of 10. Takes a confined, almost completely banal, real-world location and makes it dynamic. Ben, how many out of 12 names... do you want? How many characters do you want?
Zero.
Ben says zero, Annie.
I'm gonna say name that film.
Whoa! Do I get a?
No.
Oh, can I write down what I think it is, just so that we can verify that in case I got it wrong? Right. I
mean. Go on, Ben. Name that film.
Casablanca.
No.
Oh, no. We threw way off.
Okay.
I get another point.
So Annie gets another point. She's on two. That is incorrect.
Wow. Oh, sorry, hold on. Okay. Name characters.
Okay. 57. Juror number 12.
Oh, I got
12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men it is. Well,
juror number 11. Juror number 10. Juror number 9.
I would not have gone there. I was thinking about what other movies from the 50s were made about, like, the Midwest. Sorry, that's judgmental to the Midwest, but that's actually what I thought.
Banal location.
Yeah.
Okay, we got two more of these.
I thought Morocco was a bit of a banal location.
Yeah, it's not a very interesting location.
It's a fairly exotic location for Americans.
Place you can go to try and get out of occupied
Germany,
Europe.
Yeah.
Or occupied, yeah, anyway.
All right.
I'll give up on that slagging.
All right, I want to actually win a point for actually winning a point, not for just challenging
Yeah, we'll
people.
See if anybody actually gets any character names at any point. It's just been zero so far. Okay. This film is from 1982. It got 8.2.
Oh, I was one.
Close to being on par with Fritz Lang's Metropolis in terms of grandeur. How many out of 15 characters do you want, Annie?
Ooh, I don't know any character names, but I think I probably know what the movie is. So I'm going to say zero.
Okay, Rory.
If I say plus one, can I name the actor and not
the
character?
No, you have to name the character.
And you have to say negative one.
Or negative one.
Yeah.
I don't know the character's name, so name that film.
Okay. Ooh. Annie?
Blade Runner?
Is right.
Ah, I knew that too. I knew that.
And you didn't know Deckard?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, okay. Annie has won, but we'll just go for...
What did I win?
You won to get to hold my hand.
Yes.
We've got one more here, so we might as well just play it, okay?
Yeah.
For the fun, for this, for some kind of dignity, for the two guys who just got whipped. At this game. Okay, this film is from 1954. It got 8.6. An early ad summed up one of the film's enduring appeals. If you don't experience delicious terror, then pinch yourself. You're most probably dead. Out of 14, how many characters do you want? Rory, we're going to you.
14.
Okay, Ben, we're going to you.
13.
Okay. Honey.
So can you say the year again?
1954.
Okay, can I get the quote again?
An early ad summed up one of the film's enduring appeals. If you don't experience delicious terror, then pinch yourself. You're most probably dead.
Okay, I can do it in 12 names.
Rory.
Oh, we get to keep on going?
Yep.
11. 10.
9, though.
9.
I'm gonna do it in 3 names.
3. Whew.
Name that film.
Okay, Annie. Your characters are Newlywed,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Emma Thorwald,
mm-hmm.
and Newlywed.
Mm-hmm. It is The Birds.
Incorrect. Good guess, though. I'll keep going. Miss Hearing Aid.
Is it like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something?
Nope. Man on Fire Escape. Woman on Fire Escape.
Oh, God.
Miss Torso.
The Towering Inferno.
Songwriter.
Oh, Rear Window.
Yes, I was just about to get to Miss Lonely Hearts. Very good. Well, that's that fun game. Annie has won a hold of the hand from me, which she can cash in whenever she wants.
Oh, shit, they're doing it right now. Oh, my God, they're doing it right now.
That's not his hand.
Actually, who challenged who on that?
I challenged Annie, so I got a point.
Okay. Rory got it.
But I still last. I did not win, Mark. I did not win, okay?
Well, it came joint last. Well done. It was 3-2-1-1 for Rory and Ben.
Did I get a point?
Yeah, because you challenged Rory and he got it wrong, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice work, everyone. That was a fun game. I love winning.
Yay.
Yay. Those were good films as well.
Yes, they were good films. I thought they would be some interesting ones.
Slightly just outside my wheelhouse, but obviously that didn't matter too much.
Yeah.
Because we had some show-offs in the room.
Yeah, because there was just zero names anyway.
Yeah.
How were we show-offs?
Well, everyone just... It was crash or burn. It was like, let's go for zero names.
Yeah,
I'll go for zero
but
names.
But I wasn't showing off. I mean, for me... No. I wouldn't have known the character names for a lot of these movies, but with the year and a quote, you can kind of think what was a well-regarded or poorly regarded film of that thing.
Can I bring our two subjects/... theme slash talks of the evening together in one big question.
Yes.
Can I ask, what is your favorite all-time summer movie? Like a movie that you remember seeing in the summertime, and a movie that makes you think of like either like big blockbuster or watching it outside somewhere special, or even being home on a rainy day in the summer watching it. What's your favorite summer film?
Summer blockbusters. Jaws is a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did Back to the Future come out in the summertime?
I don't know.
I forget when films came out.
Right.
I'm going to admit to this. This takes courage. This okay. takes a certain bravery.
Okay, we'll be the judge of that.
No, I think you'll agree that it does. Okay, I don't know if I saw it during the summer, but I remember watching it. I
was Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is such a good one.
I know,
oh,
but it's like it's a chick film. But it was, I actually saw it.
Swayze is pretty manly.
I carried a watermelon, apparently. I don't know. I haven't
You've
even
never seen it?
I saw it when I was
the age. It's a great summer
film. But I saw it again recently, and it holds up. It's actually really? A very mm-hmm. good film.
It does, yeah.
I mean, I know it's considered cheesy in a girl's film, but it's actually a very good film.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, mine's along the same lines as that. I think my favorite summer movie is Grease. Just because that's, like, it's sort of, even the fucking song.
But Dirty Dancing is set on a summer holiday, like, in a summer, like, resort. Yeah, so that's why I thought summer holiday.
That is
I
true.
Don't really associate
that's really good.
The
yeah,
seasons
good.
With movies.
Mm. Yeah.
As is Jaws, summer set in the summertime.
These lads are ancient, Dan.
Yeah, seriously.
Pretty much, Ben. What's your favorite summer
Netflix.
Film? Mean Girls?
Either Mean Girls or...
Enter the Dragon.
Yeah. I was hoping actually for there to be more Bruce Lee in that in that quiz.
Well, maybe
or Sean William Scott.
Bruce Lee.
I didn't know Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott. Yeah.
Those are the two posters you have on your wall.
There wasn't a single pie in that quiz.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
How could any film quiz be complete
that's
without
a good summer movie.
At least American
pie.
Wedding.
Yeah.
American Pie is
American
pretty
Pie,
good.
American
yeah.
Pie, that's a good summer film.
That was a film, the third one, where I was with two friends, Hoobs and Davey, and somehow they managed to
I'm
convince...
glad you named them, because everybody knows
convince,
them.
Yeah, because they should be shamed for this. They were like, this is the best one. Apparently it's supposed to be the best one. Let's go and see American Pie 3. It's supposed to be the best one. It was not the best one. It was the worst one.
Oh, obviously.
Quite simply, it was shit.
The Wedding.
Yeah, American Pie
because that was
3,
like the 12th
American
one.
Pie. That was the 12th one.
Yeah, there was like 11 before that. 11 different American Pies and then...
Yeah, American Pie
ben,
3.
You American Pie 1. American Pie
American
2.
American Pie 2. American Pie The Vacation. American Pie The Apocalypse. American American Pie The Decimation.
Yeah. Decimation of Smaug.
Decimation of Smaug.
That was a separate one.
Yeah.
That was American Pie 6.
Yeah.
American Pie Through the Looking Glass. American Pie Down the Well. American Pie. What was
the Legend of Curly's Gold?
Yeah. The American Pie, The Legend of Billy Joel.
Yeah.
American Pie.
The Philosopher's Stone.
And that's actually Billy Joel.
It was based on an ITV show, Last of the Summer Pie. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, indeed.
Like Last of the Summer
These
Wine.
Guys
no?
are very old, says Ben.
The minute you have to explain your joke, Tori.
Yeah, I thought it would go down poorly, but I wanted to make it.
But you wanted it to go
I
down
wanted,
poorly.
Yeah, it was funny to me.
Yeah. So that's summer films. I did go and see an outdoors, like it seems like a great thing. Let's go see an outdoors film.
The sound.
Saw Jaws, yeah, the sound
the
was
sound
terrible. Jaws in Meeting House Square, and it's just reverberating off the walls. It was in the summer, and it absolutely pissed rain. So you got kind of the effect of being like at sea and just being soaking wet. That was something, I guess.
But there was no wild animal on the loose.
There was no, I mean, they had a small shark, but it wasn't much danger to anyone.
Yeah, it was in a tank.
Yeah.
It was in a tank.
Yeah. And I can't drive a tank.
They would have needed to have a rabid deer from the Phoenix Park or something on the loose, you know?
Yeah.
Just that element of danger along with the rain.
Mm. Be careful, it has Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Oh, that is not a nice thing to get. You do not want Lyme's disease.
No. I don't want Lyme's disease.
No.
Well, I think we've run out of steam. So, on that general note, just to keep that in mind, you do not want Lyme's disease.
You don't want Lyme's disease, and get your free 99s every Wednesday in the summer from 12 to 8 in Annie's World.
Yeah.
This is to play us out, Roxanne. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
See
you guys.
Okay.
Thanks to our special guest.
Bye.
Ben Canton.
Thanks.
Ben Canton. Thanks.
And here in spirit, Jerry Canton, as always.
As always.
On the decks, on the ones and twos.
Roxanne! Roxanne! You don't have to put on a red light. Those days are over. You don't have to say your body to the night.